And now God presented the soldier and general to the entire world, this crowned champion to the stage of the angels, this priest, this king, crowned with a knife surpassing a diadem, this trophy bearer, this victor, this conqueror without a battle. For as if a general having a highly valiant soldier would use his skill with his weapons, his demeanor, his organized movements to intimidate the adversary, so too did God, using only the intentions, attitude, and demeanor of that righteous man, frightened and defeated the common enemy of us all, the devil. For I believe that even then he was taken aback in fright. But if anyone asks, and why did he not allow that right hand to be bathed, and then immediately raise him up after being sacrificed? Because God would not accept such bloody offerings. Such a feast would be that of avenging demons. But here two things were revealed, both the compassion of the master and the loyalty of the servant. And before indeed he left his country, but then he left even nature. Therefore he received his principal with interest, and quite rightly so, for he chose to lose the title of father to prove himself a loyal servant. Therefore he became not only a father but also a priest, and because he gave up his own for God's sake, God also gave him his own in addition. When enemies plan harm, he allows it to come even to the trial, then performs miracles, as in the case of the furnace and the lions. But when he bids, readiness achieved, he stops his bidding. So what I ask was further lacking in this noble act, for did Abraham anticipate what would occur? Did he negotiate for the mercy of God? For even though he was a prophet doesn't know all things. So the actual sacrifice later was unnecessary and not worthy of God. And if it was necessary for him to learn that God was capable of raising from the dead, he had learned this much more amazingly through the womb, or rather he had learned it even before that proof, since he had faith.